at the 2019 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX Convention in beautiful Spokane, Washington. And in the studio lounge, we are graced with the presence of Mr. Ryan Foss from Filene Research Institute.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
I'm great. I've never been to Spokane before,
I
love it.
I do, too. It's really nice. And the fall colors are in full bloom here. It's pretty beautiful.
I think it's in Minnesota, where I'm from, and if you tell from my accent, Minnesota.
Not at all.
It is not this nice. Anymore. No, we switched from summer to winter very quickly.
Like that, huh?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Usually fall's a really nice time of the year. Sorry you guys missed it.
Yeah, I know.
Next year, we'll try
We found it in Washington.
Did you? Yeah. Just come on over.
Yes.
Come on over a couple of states over. Hey, how's the conference going for you? Because I've seen you walking around and stuff, you're presenting. You're a busy guy here.
Yes, this has been a very good conference. I've been really impressed with just the topics and the engagement with the attendees. It's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just led an hour-long conversation around a program we piloted a few years ago called Income Advance, which is an employer-sponsored small-dollar lending program. And it was in partnership with Rhino Foods, which is the cookie dough provider for Ben & Jerry's. So they provide all of the frozen cookie dough for Ben & Jerry's.
Very nice.
Why I bring that up is that the owner of that company called Rhino Foods actually noticed the correlation between financial health and productivity of his employees. And he had employees that were coming in and actually asking for income advances on their paycheck.
Wow.
Because they had emergency expenses that they couldn't cover.
Right.
And so he walked into his credit union, North Country Credit Union in Burlington, Vermont, and actually said, I want to solve this for my employees. Let's create a program for it.
Right.
And they created what they call Income Advance, which is an alternative to payday loans to get employees money that is automatically deducted out of their payroll.
Yeah.
And then you know what happens when the loan's paid off? The automatic deduction continues and it goes into a savings account.
Nice.
Super cool program. Super cool program. I'm talking too much. You probably
No,
want to
talk
no. Now.
I was just saying it all stays at the credit union instead of them going to this, getting into the vicious cycle of payday lending. You know?
Absolutely.
So you stay at the credit union, all's good, keep all the finances there. They help you be financially stable. They don't get you into this high interest rate mess.
Exactly.
Petty lending. Has.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And it tells a really good story, too, of just the work we do in the incubator that I run.
You know,
what we do is we try to find programs like these that show potential for really solving real consumer needs and scaling. And so that started with one employer and one credit union. And then what we did was we took it and we tested it in 13 credit unions with 59 employers, which resulted in like 1,200 loans and over $1 million in loans, right? And that, and the result of that was an implementation guide that actually walks people through all the steps on how to actually implement a program like this in their own credit union. And so that's what I just spent an hour talking with around 70 credit unions who are really interested and jazzed about this.
I bet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think that would just take off nationwide. So is that...
I think
you're on the launch pad. Well, I think you might be on the launch pad here.
Yeah, we are at the pivot point, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff. What else is cooking in your incubator? Because you guys are always up to something.
Yeah. You know, we got two products right now that if you're watching this, we need testers to help us test. We got some testers lined up, but we always need more. And we have two products that we're testing that really are solving problems for that gig worker. And so we just came out with our 21st Century of the Credit Union report this past year. And a large chunk of that report talked about the fact that one in five workers in America work in the gig economy. They're either Uber drivers or they're contractors, right? They don't have a traditional employer.
Right, right.
And that causes a lot of problems around income volatility, benefits. There's a lot of issues around that. And one in five people are our members, right? Those are our members. And so we're testing two products. And the first one's called FinHabits, which actually works like a 401k plan, but for a gig or contract worker.
Okay.
So small dollar investments in a retirement fund for a gig or contract worker.
Wow, because I had an Uber driver, not yesterday, but the day before, because I had to run to Best Buy and get a TV for my little setup here. But anyway, she was talking about how she went from working in the healthcare industry to now a full-time Uber driver.
Yep.
But she goes, you know what? I lost all my benefits, though.
And exactly.
She was really bummed. But
exactly.
But on the flip side, she liked the hours because she could call her own hours. So there's the give and take right there.
Exactly.
But what you just described would be perfect for her.
Exactly.
Any Uber driver. So,
go get that Uber driver and tell her to download
I'll track her down.
It.
Right. Yeah. I have her. Yeah.
So what we want, we're going to test that in a few credit unions to actually see if that is a benefit mm-hmm. to their membership mm-hmm. and actually see what they do with it yeah. and track it. So that's interesting.
Cool.
And then the other thing that I'm really excited about is we're going to be testing an app called Steady.
Steady?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called Steady. And as a credit union, when you talk about the financial well-being of your members, mm-hmm. there's really only a couple levers that you have control over, right? It's either getting them into a lower interest loan, right, so that they can save some money,
yeah.
or get them budgeting better, mm-hmm. right, so that their mm-hmm. expenses aren't out of whack. But what Steady does for the gig and contract worker is it actually aggregates part-time employment for you
mm-hmm.
to help you make more money,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we're testing whether there's a role for a credit union in actually helping their members who are gig workers
mm-hmm.
make more money.
Wow.
And then if they make more money, what do they do with it?
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that result in them having higher deposit rates? Do they take out credit cards?
Mm-hmm.
Do they, are they approved for different things that they weren't before?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I'm really excited about that.
No
and,
doubt.
And both of them are very easy tests. They're very lightweight, but
mm-hmm.
we just want to see, we want to get credit union members, get their hands dirty, get and use them, and,
right.
and just see what happens.
Right. And how do you get testers? Are you just like, say, hey, we need testers?
I do this, or and I say, hey, we need you. And email me at ryanf@feline.org.
There you have it, right there.
Easy as that.
Recruitment at
yes.
its finest.
Yes. Or you can go to our website and learn more about the products
yeah.
and how to get a hold
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, definitely want to help you out in that area as well, because, I mean, I think there would be a lot of cretins out there who would be willing to...
Yes.
Willing to participate for
yes.
sure for
yes.
sure. These are two good things for sure. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up here, sir?
No, just thanks for being you. Thanks for
my
doing
pleasure.
What you do.
My
I
pleasure.
Love watching your videos.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I don't watch my own though, so.
You'll watch this one, I'm sure.
Okay.
Hey, I also want to say, hey, no finer way to close out my coverage here than Max than interviewing you, Ryan.
Love
so
it.
You're my closer for this conference, so thank
awesome.
You very much.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
The easiest interviewer, the nicest guy.
What?
The nicest guy you'll ever meet.
We aim to please. We aim to please. And I'll see you at Filene's Big Bright Minds.
Awesome.
Next month.
Next month, November 18th and 19th.
Yeah.
If you haven't registered.
Yeah, if you haven't registered and made your reservations, go now.
Filene.org.
It's a great show. And
yes.
who knows what's going to happen weather-wise. If you've been to the last couple, you know what I'm talking about.
Thank you.